And let's catch up next with the rapper Ghostface Killah, a founding member of the Wu-Tang Clan. Over a 20-year career, he's brought a singular personality and a soulful style to rap. His latest project is a collaboration with a film composer on a concept album that has inspired a comic book and a theatrical stage show. NPR's Franny Kelly has the story.
Ghostface Killah is a storyteller.
He pointed to the charm on his neck with his last bit of energy left. Told me rock it with respect.
He's a romantic in his own way.
I'ma sell my guns and with the cash I'ma bring you to Vegas.
Who's not afraid to be emotional.
Sometimes I look up at the stars and analyze the sky and ask myself, was I meant to be here? Why?
Ghostface was born Dennis Coles on Staten Island, New York City. At the age of 42, he can look back on a career that's seen him co-found one of the most respected groups in hip-hop history and release equally successful solo work. He's toured the world several times over, but he's not done yet.
I'm just right now glad to be a part of anything. Yo, I've been here for so long, but I don't feel old. I'm not going nowhere. I'm still talented. This is what I do, and I do it well.
What he's doing now is a concept album about an Italian gangster betrayed, murdered, and resurrected as a black superhero bent on revenge.
I left the family, start a family of my own. A black Italiano, big pinky raised from Sicily. I move like the dawn of the fam. It's officially wartime stalking on some black Avengers. Shadow boxing with killers that move like ninjas.
This was not his idea. That came from Bob Perry. He's worked in the music industry for decades, distributing records and doing A&R for hip-hop artists, which is basically matchmaking rappers and producers. He'd always wanted to make a concept album, and he wanted to hear more live instrumentation in rap. He scoured the internet until he heard Adrian Young, who had a studio full of antique instruments.
This is the guy that I can make my rock opera with, you know?
Perry called Young, told him he wanted him to make an album with Ghostface. Young says they were both thinking big.
We created this whole crime thriller thing that takes place in the late 60s, which I don't want to give away the story because it's like a movie. We look at this as like a real movie.
In your head, on stage, and on the page, Perry took their idea to comic book writer Matt Rosenberg, who began work on a version of their saga in his medium. And Ghostface began writing from plot points that Young and Perry sent him.
We just kind of gave him broad instructions. Song one is about his rise to power. Song two is about being the man. Song three is about getting crossed, going to war, falling in love. And he took it from there.
Just whatever you give me, it's like a hitman. You know what I mean? It's what I get paid for.
He's just being modest. Young describes what Ghostface brought to the table.
He's a kind of rapper that is theatrical and cinematic. He's very savvy in the type of production he chooses and how he approaches the production.
Ghostface has his methods.
Beats to me is like women. You see a chick that's like, oh man, that's how I do it.
She was amazing, Carmella. Carmel complexion. Thank God brought her into my life as a suggestion. We click. I like Ming. She like iced out rings. The finer things in life. Together we share drinks.
When Adrian Young sent Ghostface his music, the rapper realized they had something in common.
We love old records. We got old soul. He got an old soul. I got an old soul. You know what I mean? And we love those kind of records.
Ghostface has been incorporating the raw 60s soul sound into his songs since his first album. Iron Man featured the lead singer of the Delfonics, who's also on this new one.
I see the enemies all around you. One mistake and they'll down you. They just won't raise your parade.
Ghostface, Young, and their band are touring the new album in a stage show that acts out Ghostface's detailed storytelling and the cinematic style of Young, who's composed for films. Young says it involves masks, long red robes, and a giant book from which Ghostface reads one song.
It's different, but it works. I don't know how he does it, but it always works.
This is the part that Ghostface sounds most excited about.
I always want to do a Ghostface show, like, to make it look like a play, and each track is just like, you just slide, and just make it look theatrical, like a cinema.
What'd you say? Run! 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 Do I jump from that eighth floor step? Hit the ground!
The stage show, like the album, tries to create something new. They're pairing old lyrics with original music, throwing fresh verses on top of sounds made on 50-year-old instruments. The point is to do something Ghostface has done in the past, push hip-hop forward. Franny Kelly, NPR News.